My name is Ilan Haimov, partner and department head of the Profit Participation Department at GHJ. I would like to welcome you back to the Movie Business Podcast Series, where we try to make sense of the new and evolving motion picture ecosystem with special guest today, Janice Kovach. I will introduce my colleague, Jason Squire, who will then in turn introduce Janice. And as I said, alongside me, as always, is Jason Squire, professor at the USC School of Cinematic Arts and editor of the Movie Business book. Welcome, and I'll let you take it from here, Jason.
Thanks so much, Ilan. Janice Kovach is mayor of Clinton, New Jersey, and president of the New Jersey League of Municipalities. In 2019, she was appointed by Governor Phil Murphy to a seat on the New Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission. Since her appointment, she's leveraged her role in municipal government to engage more communities as locations for film and television production. Also, she's the chair of the Hunterdon County Film Commission and co-founder of the Rivertown Film Festival. Welcome, Janice.
Thank you.
So let's jump right in about the fascinating complex world of film commissions and tax incentives and the like. Can you get into some unique opportunities and incentives that the state of New Jersey provides to production companies to bring projects to the state? How do they work? And also, how does the commission liaison with the production before, during, and after shooting?
Sure. So Governor Murphy signed the tax credit program a couple of years ago. And with it, it initially started out with $100 million over 5 years. It increased to 10 years. And most recently, he upped it through the Economic Recovery Act to up to $300 million, depending on whether or not you bring in brick and mortar. So there's opportunities there. It's a 30% tax credit, although we do have for our southern counties, there are about 8 southern counties closer to Philadelphia. They have a 35% tax credit, and there's an additional 2% diversity tax credit that the state offers as well. The commission, so it's interesting, the tax credits are handled through the New Jersey Economic Development Authority, and the commission is kind of the initial point. So a studio decides that they want to come in and work on a project, their first touch point would be the commission. They'd work with the executive director and staff to do some identification of locations, potentially studio space. And then they will give the applicant the information that they would need to apply through EDA. And there's always a touch point through every part of the process, from the initial outreach and interest to the final application and completion of the project. The commission stays with those projects through the entire process, so that there's at least a point person that is familiar with the industry and can answer questions and get them to the appropriate individuals as needed.
Thank you, Janice. We have been in a state of a public health crisis now for just about a year. And to the extent you can, we'd like to see if you can share trending in terms of production activity in New Jersey. And as we look to the foreseeable future and beyond, what issues do you see, or what issues the commission is most concerned about with respect to all about this public health crisis we have with COVID?
So, it's interesting. We have been open for business for quite some time, even during the pandemic, as long as the projects could maintain the social distancing and the testing that was needed. We tried to stay open for any of the projects that we're in. And we've had quite a few inquiries. I believe we're somewhere over 100 inquiries already, and we're in March. So there's the push to get projects done. I know that there's still some constraints in other locations. So we are trying to be as accommodating as possible. And one of the things that I've been working with through my role in municipal government is getting more municipalities engaged in the process to give them the opportunity to offer up their locations, if they've got, you know, potential studio space, whatever it may be, but really creating partnerships throughout the state so that the opportunity is anywhere that you want to be. I mean, the beauty of New Jersey is you can go from the highest point to the lowest point in 4 hours. You go from the Jersey Shore to the mountains. We've got lakes, reservoirs, and small municipalities, big cities, everything that you could potentially look for in a production is all within a 4 hour driving distance here in New Jersey. And we're between two major markets of New York and Philadelphia.
Thank you, Janice. It looks like things have been operating and it sounds like it perhaps increasing as we look to the next several months into the coming year. So I'd like to, again, quickly thank you, Jason, and thank you, most importantly, Janice, for joining us for this podcast.